This is Akashwani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today stated that climate action must be guided by fairness, responsibility and equity. In his special address to the National Assembly of Seychelles, Prime Minister said this is the essence of climate justice. He emphasized that Seychelles and India both seek a world where development is more inclusive and where international institutions reflect contemporary realities.
Climate action must be guided by fairness, responsibility and equity. This is the essence of climate justice. India has sought to lead by example. Over the last decade, we have undertaken one of the world's largest expansions of renewable energy. We have championed sustainable lifestyle through Mission Life, Lifestyle for Environment. Through our initiatives like International Solar Alliance, Coalition for Disaster Resilient Infrastructure, Global Biofuel Alliance and Ek Ped Maa Ke Naam, a tree for mother, we have worked with partner countries to boost the green transition.
Mr. Modi said Seychelles occupies a special place in India's vision for the Indian Ocean and that conviction is stronger than ever. Mr. Modi said that when people look at a map, they may see Seychelles as a group of islands in the Indian Ocean. He stressed that India sees a nation whose horizons stretch far beyond its shores. Prime Minister said it is a special honour to stand before everyone as the first Indian Prime Minister to address the National Assembly.
It is a special honour to stand before you as the first Indian Prime Minister to address this National Assembly. I thank you, Madam Speaker, for your warm words. I also thank President Armini and the people of Seychelles for honouring me with the Guardian of the Blue Horizon earlier today. It will encourage all those who are making sustained efforts for environment conservation. I bring with me the warm greetings and best wishes of 1.4 billion people of India.
Earlier, Prime Minister Modi and President of Seychelles Patrick Hermini held bilateral talks at Victoria this afternoon. Both leaders reviewed the full spectrum of bilateral cooperation and exchanged views on regional and international issues of mutual interest. Earlier, Seychelles conferred its highest honour for environmental leadership, the Guardian of the Blue Horizon, on Prime Minister Narendra Modi, recognising his commitment to sustainable development and green growth. Addressing the joint press meet, Prime Minister Modi said it is an honour for him and the citizens of India to be bestowed the Guardian of the Blue Horizon honour. He expressed belief that Indian Ocean is a shared home and its security, sustainability and prosperity are shared responsibilities.
We believe the Indian Ocean is our shared home. Its security, sustainability and prosperity are our shared responsibility. Yahi bhavna hamare mahasagar vision ka aadhar hai.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today congratulated Prime Minister Narendra Modi on being conferred with the Seychelles Presidential Distinction, Guardian of the Blue Horizon. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said the honour reflects Mr. Modi's leadership role in advancing climate action and sustainable development, while also underscoring the growing strength of India and Seychelles' partnership. Prime Minister Modi today addressed the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani. Mr. Modi highlighted that India achieved major success in the aviation sector in June with the Made in India C-295 aircraft completing its maiden flight. The Prime Minister shared that 40 such aircraft are being manufactured in India. India today categorically rejected allegations made by Pakistan regarding the recent incident in Karachi and termed them as baseless. In response to media queries, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that instead of pointing fingers at others, Pakistan should look inwards and take credible action against the terror infrastructure on its territory. Lionel Messi became the first to score its seventh consecutive FIFA World Cup match as Argentina beat Jordan 3-1 in its Group J finale today. It means Messi has been scoring at least one goal in each of his last seven World Cup matches he played. The Jordan goal was the seventh straight match in that scoring streak. And with that, we end this news bulletin.